This is Out and About on WCBU Peoria Public Radio. I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Joining me in the studio today is Sarah and Brandon of Sarah and the Underground. They're here to tell me more about Ignite Peoria, the free festival happening tomorrow at the Peoria Civic Center that uniquely showcases the arts and makers communities here in Central Illinois. Sarah and Brandon, welcome to Out and About.
Thanks for having us, Jen.
Thanks, Jen.
Now, this festival is just absolutely incredible. It really is designed to provide the community with a snapshot of all of the arts, innovation, creative practices that are happening here in Central Illinois. Brandon, I want to start with you because this year you came to the committee with a way to expand Ignite to give more people access to creative opportunities. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we were on our way to Ignite last year, and Sarah mentioned my brother Josh, who has autism, and she goes, how could we make this more accessible to him? Because he doesn't do well in super bright places, big crowds, loud noises, and Ignite is all of those things in a great way. But if you have someone that's very sensitive to sensory issues, they wouldn't have a great time. So we want to be as inclusive as possible with who can come and who can have a really good time. So then we kind of started, I mean, obviously we were on our way to Ignite. So we're like, well, this can't happen this year. We'll have to think about this next year. So we did. And so we kind of brainstormed how we can include these people. And so we came up with the idea, Kenny Delaney actually came up with the term Sensory Ignite, which is really cool. But ultimately what the master narrative of Sensory Ignite is a judgment-free zone for people with sensory issues to come to. On top of that, my big passion is to have as many resources as possible for the autistic community. With my younger brother, Josh, being autistic, watching my mom and stepdad really, truly struggle to find the right resources in the area was really hard to watch. And I have had a lot of autistic students I've really grown to care for. And just in passing comments from the parents, they're all lost in this area. And there's so many wonderful resources. There's just some gaps that need to be filled. And I think as many resource events as we can have is a much better way to fill those gaps.
So to that end, Sensory Ignite is going to be slightly away from the main area of Ignite. So it's a dedicated space.
Correct.
It's a little less intimidating. Like you said, it's not going to be as noisy, not going to be as bright lights, but it's still going to have, like you said, there's going to be resources, but then there's also going to be ways for people to engage in creativity. Yes?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have a lot of fun things there too. My biggest worry in planning Sensory was that it would be the most boring place on earth because the parents are going to have a great time seeing all the cool things they can do. But then if they bring their kids, that was my big worry, was that I would only focus on the resources.
Yeah.
But no, we have a lot of most of the places that are coming with fun activities to do for sensory sensitive people. Like say if you have a sensory issue of touch, like we're going to have make and take boxes that have just soft things that you can touch. And really for a child that has an issue with sensory things, touching a super soft, like Beanie Baby. Someone's donating a bunch of Beanie Babies to Sensory Ignite. So if you can just hold something and it calms you, that's great. We also have a rope bridge coming from We Rock the Spectrum in Bloomington. We have an art and light sensory activity. I'm so excited to find out what that is. But Peoria Playhouse is bringing that. There's so many things, and a lot of people are leaving it up to, it'll be a surprise to me. And so I'm fine with that because I trust everybody. But I believe we're going to have some sort of maze that you can walk through, and the kids can, you know, watch their feet go towards that goal. Lots of different really neat activities are coming.
One of your partners is the Penguin Project, and
yeah.
I love that this also toggles into the performance aspect of Ignite. Can you tell us a little bit about the Penguin Project and how they're going to be involved at the event?
Yeah, Penguin Project is great. It is a project for children with special needs to be in their own plays, to make their own plays, and they put on different productions. for children of special need, with special needs. And it's the coolest thing ever. And they're going to have a booth at Sensory Ignite with information on how your kid can get signed up for it. And also, even more cool is they are going to be putting on a performance on the main stage in Ignite Peoria.
I love this. And let's talk now with you, Sarah, because there's two stages featured at Ignite. And this is in addition to the Makerfest. There's a civic hackathon going on. And then there's a
workshops,
hands-on booths, over 100 different artists and arts organizations.
So many
cool things going on. You have done a brilliant job curating the Plays in Peoria stage, and then there's also a main stage as well. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about the Play in Peoria stage.
The Plays in Peoria stage is all things real life Peoria. Mm-hmm. So this stage is going to feature from 9 to 5 all entertainers that you can actually find at entertainment venues in Peoria on a regular basis. One of the people I really want to highlight is rising star, 14-year-old singer-songwriter Audrey Voss. I want to be her when I grow up. She is so amazing. Her old soul comes through her songwriting in such an unexpected way, and I'm so excited that we get to feature her on stage this year. You're going to love her. I'm also really excited that this is our first year featuring comedy. Joe Roderick of the Jukebox Comedy Club is going to be joining us on stage this year for a few minutes, a lengthy set. I'm really excited about that. He's also opening the spoken word section for the day. I never want to leave out our spoken word artists of Peoria. They always seem to be shoved in a corner of a bookstore or a coffee shop, back in the room that you're never going to find unless you know that it's there. And we want to make sure that we feature them at least once a year on a really highlighted performance stage. And the best part for me about that this year is that Corey Flanagan is going to be bringing gong immersion into that experience. So it's going to really take on a character of its own.
I've been talking with Brandon and Sarah of Sarah and the Underground about Ignite Peoria, the free arts and innovation festival taking place tomorrow at the Peoria Civic Center. And tonight, the Mackinac Valley Vineyard presents Rock the Farm, a concert benefiting Easter Seals Central Illinois. The Way Down Wanderers will perform, as well as special guests Chicago Farmer and Jenny B. For more information, visit goteamalex.com. Out and About is a production of WCBU and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. Our producer is Daniel Musisi. If you missed a portion of this conversation, you can listen to the full interview at WCBU.org. I'm Jen Gordon, and this is Out and About.